The views expressed on this program are those of the individual participants and not necessarily those of WVUD or the University of Delaware. Welcome to the Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. Each week, WVUD hosts different artists to talk about the music they play and the lives they lead. Stay tuned for the Music Room on WVUD.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to a special Radiothon edition of the Music Room here on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark. I'm Mando Richards, standing in with you as I often do on a Tuesday evening, and tonight we have a musician live in the studio who is so with it she even brought her own studio audience. That's you, Adam. Liz DeLeese has been kind enough to join us here in Wilmington, down in Newark, because tomorrow she'll be playing up at the Bellefonte Cafe up in Wilmington. So without any further ado, hit it, Liz.
Mom went looking for the dad I never had. Married in the desert, lost a burning man. 3 months of higher education, then the Rainbow Family came. Traded my books for a backpack, skipped town and changed my name. Never felt I quite fit anywhere, it seemed. Into this family of strangers, a company of dreams. Times I leave, Portland always calls. These strangers are strangers with faces I know. A family of strangers with every town it grows. And these cities are perfect, man's most valiant child. Why else would we come back to smoggy streets and skies? Passing, wary-eyed and bleak. Can there be no breaching these walls that make us weak? So I play on a quiet melody. If they'd only stop time, perhaps they'd finally see that no matter how many times I leave, Portland always calls. The strangers are strangers with faces I know. A family of strangers with every town it grows. And these cities are perfect, man's most valiant child. Why else would we come back to smoggy streets and sky? I. Home is where the heart lies, buried in a stranger's smile. But if home so surprised that I left mine. These strangers are strangers with faces I know. A family of strangers with every town it grows. And these cities are perfect, man's most valiant child. Why else would we come back to smoggy streets and sky?
That must be from your CD, To and Fro.
It is indeed.
That's an interesting project because you did this on a research grant when you were in college?
Yes. When I was, I guess I applied for the grant when I was a sophomore, but as a junior, I was lucky enough to receive a research grant. The first one they ever gave out at Connecticut College called the Minor Myers Junior Research Grant. And I took that money and I flew out to Portland, Oregon for the second time. And I spent the summer hanging out, observing, interviewing, just being with people who call themselves street kids. And so essentially they're people my age, like they kind of range from like age 16 to mid 20s, I guess, or at least the ones that I met, that choose to live a life on the street, and they live this nomadic, think like the tramp lifestyle. So I was pretty fascinated by that.
What did you learn that they, the reasons that they would choose that kind of lifestyle?
A lot of them were in search of community, of a place where they felt like they fit more so than, you know, where they were from. They couldn't find community in their school or with their parents or anything like that. And so they were kind of out in search of that, I think.
We're talking with Liz DeLeese. She's kind enough to stop by the studio. Tomorrow night you'll be appearing at a really nice place. I enjoyed playing there, even if I did only make $18.
Awesome.
The last time I played up there. The Bellefonte Cafe up at 804 Brandywine Boulevard up in Bellefonte, up in North Wilmington. Located real near Mount Pleasant High School, for those of you listening. You're going to start playing at 7?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a nice little venue, and I'm really glad that you were able to find a job down here.
As am I.
Not just come down here and help us raise money for WVUD. I gotta tell the folks, this is Radiothon, and if you have heard me on the air before during Radiothon, you know I end up doing crazy things. And one year, Liz, I had like 15 of my friends in the studio playing money.
That's
playing
awesome.
Money, playing music.
It's like, wow, how do you play money?
So it's really, folks, this is the kind of thing that happens with a community radio station like WVUD. And we have Sarah, the intern, standing by to take your call if you would like to pledge by calling 302-831-2701. And if you, or you can just go online. Now, if you call in, Liz has brought in some of her CDs. And for just $40, I'll let you have one of these CDs of hers called To and Fro, which is a really nice, attractive package. And you had lots of people helping you on this. And you're
yes,
in here just
indeed.
With your guitar. But
yes, there are lots of people on there, lots of instruments. It was a really fun time. Definitely a family affair. It was great.
You did your dad and your brother,
mm-hmm.
and then other friends were on the CD with you?
Yeah, so my dad, you know, produced, and it was actually his idea to take the songs that I wrote about these street kids and put it into an album. It was his version of a graduation gift, so it's not a bad college graduation gift, I think. So we put them all together, and he produced it, and he also played a million instruments on there. He played all the percussion and the accordion. He borrowed our neighbor's accordion and picked it up and just played it. And it sounds pretty good, I think, for somebody who doesn't play the accordion. So he played the piano on there. He did a lot of fun stuff. And he had some really neat ideas. Like on the first track, Ode, you hear a chain being dropped throughout the song. And that's me, but that was his idea. He went to like a dump, basically, and got a chain. Or he went to the hardware store or something, got a chain. And it was like, I think we should use this in one of the songs. And, you know, I love it. I love those wacky ideas.
You had
really
to multi-track
fun.
the chain.
It was really neat. And my brother John is doing like the low eerie vocals on Ode as well. And then what I call the pirate chorus is my brother John, my brother Jim, my nieces who are old enough to sing. My mom is on there. My mom's an amazing singer. She's on there. My boyfriend, like everybody, anybody that I could wrangle to get in on a Monday or Tuesday night was there. It was really a good time.
It sounds like you had a lot of fun making the CD.
It was really fun.
Yeah, and of course, as Mando Richard, I was thrilled to see you had somebody playing mandolin
on
there.
Oh, yes. Alan Slutsky is an incredible guitarist. He shreds like nobody's business, but also just one of those people. You know, it transfers, and he's an amazing mandolin player as well.
We never told the folks what the name of the track you sang for
it's called
was.
Strangers. It's track 4, and it's the first track that I started pushing, quote unquote, on the album, and it's seeing some airplay around the world, so that's exciting.
Around the world. You've been around the world lately.
I have been. I work for a modern dance company that uses live music for some of their shows. And through the State Department program called Dance Motion USA, we were able to go over to Turkey and Armenia and perform the show that David Dorfman Dance had collaborated on with the Turkish Dance Company, and the funding came through, and we got to go over to that part of the world, which was pretty awesome.
So you were in Turkey and Armenia?
Yes. Wow. Yes. Not a place I ever thought I would go, so I'm really happy about that.
Did you take a guitar?
I did. I brought my Telecaster with me.
Well, Liz is being nice to me, and she's just going acoustic today.
I'm always happy to go acoustic.
Yeah, I'm so old, I make music the old-fashioned way. I make a column of air vibrate.
Hey, that whole album is acoustic instruments, so.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, before I make a bigger jerk of myself, let me remind people, this is Radiothon. What do you want to sing next?
I'll do another track off the EP called Starfire.
Oh, she's going to sit down while she does this one.
Yeah, this one's a little more mellow, so I'll sit down.
Life's feeling different out on the road, friend or foe, how could you know? Your lucky charms ran out on you, were they true? Those gypsy tales you spun you. Ba-dum, 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 bum. Well, life sure gets tiresome working 9 to 5, but on Portland streets you come alive. But life sure gets tiresome watching him Spain. Ain't it strange? Either way we live, we're always begging for change. Oh my, 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 starfire, where'd you go? Oh my, 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 starfire, where'd you go? Can't leave the county, your father's too ill, but you're scared to be alone, so you can't sit still. Well, Mom was a drinker, will her fate be yours? Without your man, you'll lose yourself on these Northwest shores. Oh my, 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 starfire, where'd you go? Oh, oh, oh my, 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 starfire, where'd you go? Oh, oh, bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. The city streets aren't shaped the same as last night. I'm sorry, love, but it was time to take flight. I'm sorry that you had to go ahead and take flight. Oh my, 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 starfire, where'd you go?
Liz DeLeese, thank you so much. That was
thank
called
you. Starfire.
Starfire. And again, it's from your EP, To and Fro. Which people can claim because it is Radiothon by calling 831-2701. I don't know what I want to talk with you about next after that song, because the story is really poignant. Let's start there.
Absolutely. So first things first, I always forget to preface the song with this, but I use a word that is not in the common English language. I use the word spange, which is a contraction of spare change, and it's basically a word that the street kid community created to mean panhandle. But because panhandle is associated with the quote-unquote regular homeless community, the people who don't choose to live on the street.
Such a negative connotation.
Right, right. So they created their own word to mean the same thing. And there was a lot of that in the community, sort of a lot of reappropriation of terms and of ideas, of course, because usually, I mean, homeless, it's already implying less, that you're lacking something, but they've made this intentional decision to do this. So this song in particular is about a young woman who went by the name Starfire. Each of the young people that I met had a pseudonym, and I could talk about that for hours probably, but she went by Starfire, which she had been dubbed. A lot of the names that they had been given to them.
By other people.
By yeah. other people in the community, yeah. So Starfire was, you know, I was only there for a summer. I didn't speak to a ton of people. It was very much an undergraduate first time out in the field project, but she was the one young woman that I really connected with, and she just opened up to me and shared her whole story with me. And, you know, she came from a mother who had been an alcoholic. And I think I gleaned this. She didn't say this outright, but she had passed away from alcoholism. And her father was ill. And she was struggling with, you know, she wanted to leave and go out on her own and live her life. But she didn't want to go too far away from Portland, where her dad was. So I play it, and I hope that she hears it somehow. I don't know where she is now, but...
You came back from Portland with these songs. What else did you come back with?
Oh, my goodness. Backing up a little bit, before I went to Portland, I had just gotten back from India. I studied abroad in Pune, India. So after that, I was like, I don't know who I am anymore. I came back a completely different person. And then I went to Portland, essentially anonymous, which was kind of fitting because of the people I was working with. So I went there a very different Liz, and then, of course, went back to school a very different Liz. A great way to start senior year when you're already flipping out because you're about to leave your safety bubble. But I came back with a lot of gratitude for the kindness of strangers. And that's really what that first song I played is about, is one young man's gratitude for the kindness of strangers. And I really felt that way when I got back, because these people just opened up to me. And I studied anthropology, and I think that's why, just because I love hearing stories and sharing my own stories, and it never gets old, and everybody has a story to tell, and everybody likes to share their story no matter how shy they are. So that was really neat.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about out of that song was, it's pretty clear you're not just a 1-4-5 chord on the guitar kind of gal.
I would not say I am.
There were some key changes.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes unintentional. I'm more aware of them now. I picked up guitar lessons again. I have a funny background with the guitar. When I was 5, my dad started teaching me the piano, and around that same time, I started singing in the church choir with my mom. And those things happening in conjunction helped me to learn how to read music and developed my ear. And then I played the violin from age 8 to like 13, and then I was a teenager, and I really liked Avril Lavigne and also Joni Mitchell. Thank God I had some saving grace in Joni Mitchell. And I wanted to play the guitar, and I had been writing poetry, really bad poetry. And so my cool older brother John played the guitar. He's an incredible songwriter as well. Patti LaBelle toured with one of his songs for a while. He's just stellar. But anyway, I started playing the guitar and just kind of took all of the musical knowledge I had accumulated as a kid and brought it to the instrument and let myself explore and let it be more of a folk tradition way of learning an instrument. You know, somebody teaches me this, somebody teaches me that, and I do my own thing and do it by ear. And then now I'm like, okay, there are some gaps I'd like to fill in, so I'm taking lessons again.
We had somebody call in with a pledge. I think we should reward the listeners with another song.
Oh, absolutely.
Liz DeLise here on Radiothon on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.
Thrown into this carnal world, though I feel I'm still just a little girl, so I might get eaten alive. Well, you don't know what I've been told, all the mysteries that are due to unfold. September 25. Lost myself somewhere on the road. Now I'm struggling to regain control. It was so easy with Portland inside. Well, we drove home and scattered up and down the coast. What do you call a memory if it haunts you like a ghost? Sure, we miss you, but we're doing all right. All right. Gates, I'm lost, but inside I'm misfit and worn out and strange. They returned us to the world, though we've been missing. No, not much had changed. Can I sleep till noon? At least kill some time. My dreams are all too real in the morning light. Whoa, 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 whoa. 2, 3, 4 months or years, well, it's really all the same. How could I forget the way you said my name? All blame timing. Or the fog in my eyes. Well, I don't owe much to fate. See, I have this hunch that our choices are the gods to which we offer prayers and such. But in my fortune, I was told I'm not wise. Cool your jets, kid. It's not all secrets and lies.
Yeah. Liz DeLise is joining us here for a special Radiothon edition of the Music Room. And there goes the phone again. That's wonderful. We really appreciate your support. And thank you so much for calling in. But people aren't tuning in to listen to me shill for WVUD. What's the funniest song you've written?
Of course, songwriting ends up being like the way I process all emotions, mostly the difficult and uncomfortable ones. But I do that through humor and often self-deprecation. Like that last song, for example, it's a happy, bouncy melody. If you don't listen to the words, I mean, it sounds pretty bright and chipper, maybe except for the bridge in there. But like, I think it's funny because at the end I'm mocking myself, basically, which I, you know, if you can't laugh at yourself, then what's the point, right? You can't take things too seriously. So at the end of that song, I say, in my fortune, I was told I'm not wise. You know, I opened up a fortune cookie and it literally just said, like, you aren't wise. And it was the funniest thing. And I had just graduated college and it was like, well, I'm a freshman of the world. Thank you, fortune cookie. That's awesome. And then I had to laugh at myself for, you know, just being so scared of a world that I had previously, like, been a part of before going to college. You know, I was outside of the bubble before. I could surely do it again. So, and I call Connecticut College a bubble because it's tiny and it's on a hill and it's
the
very
magic mountain, yes.
Yeah, it's very isolated. It's lovely. I'm happy I got to go there. But, you know, cool your jets, kids, not all secrets and lies. I'm talking to myself in that line, absolutely. I have a love song that I actually wrote for nobody because I really just wanted to feel like I was in love, but I wasn't. And then it was fitting. And then I met the person I'm dating now. Aww. So it was almost like a little predicting love song. So that's kind of nice. But I think that's pretty funny, too. It's kind of like, who's this for?
Can you sing that one for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
This is called Werewolf.
Mm-hmm. don't know what you've done to me. Just one song and I'm at your feet. Blame the moon as I howl and swoon. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Call me a werewolf, 'cause this full moon is making me wild. Easy now, I just learned your name. But is it wrong that I sing your praises? Blame the moon as I howl and swoon. I'm yours, I'm yours, I'm yours. Call me werewolf, 'cause this full moon is making me wild. You don't have to say I do. Just give me some time with you. You don't have to say I do. Just give me some time with you.
Thank you very much, Liz DeLeese. And if you liked her singing, you can hear her tomorrow night up at the Bellefont Cafe, 804 Brandywine Boulevard up in North Wilmington. And she'll be there starting at 7 o'clock. As long as we're thanking people, and thank you so much for playing for us tonight, Liz, I'd like to thank David Chandler and Ed Ratledge from Newark, who called in to pledge money, and we'll send them each a copy of your EP. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to The Music Room on WVUD. For more information about this and other episodes of The Music Room, including selections from the interviews and information about the music, visit us online at sites.udel.edu/tmr. Tune in next Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. for another episode of The Music Room on WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark.